It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Welcome back. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Hour number three right here. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So there is, we have our weekend movie preview coming up here shortly, where we've, in about 30 minutes, 35 minutes, we've got a lot of sports stuff to talk about as well. And I just got a, so the the Yankees Boston Red Sox game just got underway. And, with that, everybody's looking at Aaron Judge. Is he going to be able to hit number 61? And instead it looks like, one of the Red Sox players just hit a home run to start off in the top of the first inning right there. So, we'll see what happens with that one. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are looking good. We do still have some slow-moving traffic on 98. This is going to be due to an overturned vehicle. The scene of the accident is in the eastbound direction just before the Garcon Point Bridge, backing up to the Breeze Cinema. See something else on the roads, give me a call. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All righty. So real quick here, give you an update what's going on. Governor DeSantis has issued a state of emergency for 24 counties here in Florida. I want to talk about Tropical Depression 9 here in a minute. First top three stories. Matt Gaetz, our representative here in the Panhandle, will not be facing any kind of charges for a sex trafficking probe. And this is a year after it seemed kind of like it was imminent to do so. I've mentioned before, I felt like the only reason why Rebecca Jones entered this race was because this is a heavy Republican district. So, like, what are your chances? And she's not even from here. She's not even from this district. So she moved to the district to be able to run against him. I feel like the only reason why she did it is because she had national attention for her opposition to Governor DeSantis, for one. But then for two, she did it because then she was thinking, what if Matt Gaetz gets indicted and ends up having to drop out of the race? Then she would be the candidate. She would be the you know, she would be elected. And so I think this puts a big monkey wrench in her election campaign for Congress. Other top three stories, stocks have fallen to the lowest level since November 2020 as recession fears mount. And special master for the FBI documents, or the documents seized by the FBI at Mar-a-Lago, the special master is telling Trump's lawyers, you need to start proving. You need to prove that the FBI planted evidence, otherwise stop talking about it. Now, of course, we played the audio yesterday a little bit, President Trump stating a president can declassify anything he wants to. He just has to write it down, and then he even said at one point, he even just has to think about it. It's like, oh, no, that part's not true. Can't just think about it and people read your mind and go, it's declassified. He's like, well, I thought it was declassified because I thought it was declassified. It's not really how it works. And that will not hold up in any legal court whatsoever. Those are your top three stories, though. All right. 24 counties have been given a state of emergency. And no, not here in Escambia County or Santa Rosa County or even Okaloosa County. And it's mainly the county, the main part. It's basically none of the Panhandle, really. This is because Tropical Depression 9, is now expected to develop into a tropical storm by late tonight, early morning, and then it'll be a tropical storm. It's going to go just south of Jamaica and then start heading north. It'll develop into a hurricane before it hits Cuba. It'll cross Cuba, but then it's going to keep on turning and head towards the western coast of Florida. And in fact, right now, it's expected to make landfall just north, like right between Tampa and and Naples, Florida, Fort Myers area. It'll land in between Tampa and Fort Myers sometime on Wednesday as a Category 3 hurricane. That's what it's expected right now. And most of the storm tracks do show that happening. Some of them show it going further north up to Tampa area. But there are some out there still that thinks it'll just keep on going straight and come and head towards us. There's still a chance that it could. I mean, you got to remember, the last hurricane that hit us, it was supposed to go to New Orleans. And it ended up skipping New Orleans and coming all the way over there and hitting us. So you just never know with these things once they get in the Gulf of Mexico. But we'll keep our eye on it nonetheless, and we'll let you know what's going on. Either way, we're probably going to be getting a lot of rain towards the end of next week. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Yesterday, I was talking about how I just found out that the Biden administration had changed 650 federal, basically locations associated with the federal government that have the word squaw in it. Like, you know, like the female, you know, Native American, the squaw. Well, all of those have been changed now officially. Squaw Valley, no more. I don't even know what it's called anymore. But there's 650 locations. And there's actually quite a few squaw peaks in the United States. Like some different mountains that are called Squaw Peak. And so with that, I was actually talking, I mentioned this yesterday. Somebody sent me an article, says, well, because I was saying I didn't know squaw is offensive. Why would squaw be offensive? It just means Native American woman. Somebody sent me over an article and says, no, squaw does not mean Native American woman. Squaw means the Native American woman's private part. What? No. Somebody made that up. That is not what it means. Somebody made that up just recently. Like, no. Because there isn't anybody who, when you say the word squaw, thinks that. They think female Native American. Native American woman. That's what they think when you say squaw. And the fact that you're making this up, that you're talking about this, and you're like, nope, squaw means a woman's private part. Like, no, it doesn't. Stop it. So I looked it up. So apparently most Native Americans don't even use the term squaw at all. Like there is no terminology for squaw or anything like that. There are some Native American groups that do. And in recent years, some of them have attributed it to pertaining to sexual organs. Give me a break with this. So now we're going to change all of the names of landmarks, of mountains, of peaks, and all this other stuff. But look, this is how sensitive these people are, all right, with this woke culture. One of these is called Squaw Peak. Like I said, there's a lot of squaw peaks in the United States, or was. Now there's not. I brought this up, and so somebody else had sent me an article saying, well, it's important to change the name of Squaw Peak or Squaw Mountain because a lot of these were offensive because it's referring to blah, blah, blah. Well, then one of them says, why would you want to name one that is offensive after it's not just because it's offensive to some people, but also because it was named after a murder. And I'm like, wait, what? I was like, send me the story. They did. They sent me the story. So apparently there's some Squaw Peak that at one point there was a conflict between the white folk and the Native Americans where during the conflict, one of the chiefs got killed. His squaw, his woman, fled the white settlers and climbed up the mountain and in doing so fell off of this peak and died. So they ended up naming it Squaw Peak. Now, some of the folklore around it is that she didn't fall. She leapt to her death so that she could be with her now deceased husband. Either way, that's why they named it Squaw Peak. And so the reaction to me was, why would you want to name this after a murder? That's not what that was named after a murder. It was named to remind us of the atrocities that occurred to the people. So first of all, nobody knows that story in that community. I guarantee nobody knows that story. They can call it Squaw Peak and go, why is it called Squaw Peak? They go, it was named after a Native American woman. They're like, why? And like, I don't know. People don't know that stuff. And so, and then it turns out the real reason why it was named is if you want to erase that, you're trying to erase the memory of the atrocities that were done that caused her death in the first place. And so once again, it's like, oh no, we didn't do anything bad. So the woke culture is actually making it to where it seems like white folk didn't do anything bad. It's like you're missing your whole, like the whole thing you, it drives me crazy. It drives me crazy. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. We got to get a quick break. Come back here with top trending news. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf real quick, and then we'll have top trending news.
We still have some major slow traffic on on 98. This is going to be the eastbound direction due to a bad accident that occurred just in front of the Walmart Supercenter near the Garcon Point intersection. Slowdowns are backed up past the Gulf Breeze Cinema, so keep that in mind. Seasonal melts on the road slowing you down. Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Visit Agent Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, a man has a burned arm. Apparently, he set it on fire at a tennis tournament in London. Roger Federer was there due to play his final match. The man was apparently protesting private jet use in Britain. His shirt said, "And UK private jets." So in addition to a burned arm, he was arrested after he was pulled from the court. There is a new study now that shows California wine vineyards might have a bit of a bug problem in the next couple of years.
Research from North Carolina State University says the spotted lanternfly could reach the Golden State by 2027. That's bad news because that particular insect has been labeled as a grape killer. The bug was first seen in Pennsylvania in 2014 and originates from China. The study points out that the climate in California is highly suitable for the fly. It noted the bug is already in 11 states, but didn't list which ones. The spotted lanternfly has been known to affect other tree species like almonds, cherries, and peaches. I'm Matt Mattinson.
Have to load up on your favorite wines before that happens. Florida now among the states that's going to have the highest number of borrowers eligible for student loan forgiveness. Data from the White House shows that 2.4 million Florida residents could be eligible for President Biden's student loan debt relief program. Only California and Texas had more people who would be impacted. And director James Cameron says his upcoming Avatar sequel is going to be more emotional than the first one. He talked to CNN. Cameron says the new film focuses more on character and relationship dynamics than the first Avatar did.
And speaking of which, that's going to be part of our weekend movie preview because Avatar was re-released in the theaters today. So we'll talk about that coming up here in about 20 minutes. Let's go ahead and get a quick break. We'll come back here with a jobs report for you next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So the new jobs report. It did tick up just a little bit, but it's still really good. I mean, last week was like a record low for new filings for unemployment. So, you know, going up a little bit isn't that bad. We did also go up just a little bit. 7,900 individuals stayed on the continued unemployment, or it went up by 7,977 individuals. Now, 2 weeks ago, it went up as well. But then last week, it dropped 90,000 individuals. So just because it went up right now is not a big concern. What'll be a concern is if this continues to be a pattern. That means people are not getting back into the workforce after they're getting laid off. So we'll have to see what happens with that next week. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. 150 federal land locations names if they had the word squaw in it. Like Squaw Valley, no more. Squaw Peak, there's like four different squaw peaks around the country, no more. And so they've changed all those names because it was offensive. And I'm like, how in the world was that offensive? That is not offensive. And, so I pulled it up, and then I actually got some people emailing me, which, by the way, I did finally look up. Squaw Valley is now renamed Palisades Tahoe. Ugh. Okay, whatever. But I was saying, it was, you know, like, why is it? It's not offensive, and you're just trying to erase Native American history from all of our landmarks and stuff like this. And then I said, I couldn't believe it. Somebody emailed me and said, well, there's a small group of Native Americans, who say that the word squaw refers to the body part, the privates of a Native American woman. It does not refer to the woman. It refers to her privates. No, it doesn't. There isn't a damn person in the United States who believes that. Except for this small, little, tiny, itty-bitty group of people who made it up because they're trying to find a way to be offended. They're looking for ways to be offended. So they made it up. It's so stupid. Here's a text. Bobby, when I think of squaw, the image of a strong woman who is the equivalent of brave or a chief, one who keeps the younger members of the group together, teacher, a storyteller, gatherer, cook, she would be the important one as a grandmother to all and devoted companion to her husband. She would think that the woke culture was bad and divisive. Amen to that. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Top three stories here for you. Starting off with Representative Matt Gaetz says will likely not face charges in the sex trafficking probe. Prosecutors have recommended no charges against him a year after it seemed like it was imminent. Stocks fell to its lowest level since November 2020 as the recession fears mount, and the special master has demanded that Trump prove claims that the FBI planted evidence at Mar-a-Lago. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, Pensacola Blue Wahoos ended up rallying from behind yesterday. They were down 4-0. They rallied from behind in order to win the game 6-5 yesterday against Montgomery in order to continue on today's game. So this is it right here. They're playing. It's bottom of the second inning right now. Still scoreless between Pensacola Blue Wahoos and Montgomery. This game is at home. This is the Division Series championship game right here. So winner will win it. Then let's see here. President's Cup is going on right now, and in the PGA Tour, USA leads 8-2 after two rounds. Tonight is high school football. Baker plays Northview. Jay is at Holmes County. West Florida plays Pine Forest. Milton is at Escambia. Washington hosts LaFleur. Pensacola Catholic is playing Mobile Christian. Leon is going to Navarre. Gulf Breeze beat Pensacola High last night 38-8. And then in Major League Baseball right now, the Pirates are beating the Cubs 4-2. The Brewers and the Reds is tied at 2 apiece. Miami Marlins and the Washington Nationals are tied at 2 apiece. On ESPN Plus, the Atlanta Braves are playing the Phillies, and that game is scoreless at the bottom of the second. Then Orioles and the Houston Astros is scoreless. And the Tampa Bay Rays are beating the Toronto Blue Jays 2-0. Right now on Apple TV Plus is the game a lot of people are paying attention to. The Boston Red Sox playing the Yankees as they're trying to see if Aaron Judge can hit number 61 to tie up Roger Maris. It's top of the third right now. Boston leads 1-0. The late game is going to be St. Louis Cardinals against the Dodgers at 9:10 on Apple TV+. We also have some college football underway right now. Syracuse is beating Virginia right now 10-0. That game is on ESPN with only 1 minute left in the first quarter. Then coming up at 7 o'clock on FS1, Nevada plays Air Force. At 8 o'clock on CBS Sports Network, Boise State plays UTEP. Then this weekend on college football, number 20 Florida plays number 11 Tennessee on CBS. It's a big game right there. And then Florida State plays Boston College tomorrow. And let's see here. Number 2, Alabama hosts Vanderbilt. USA, South Florida, plays Louisiana Tech at home. And Auburn is playing Missouri. And number 25, Miami, is playing Middle Tennessee State. In the NFL over the weekend, Coming up on Sunday, New Orleans is playing Carolina. Tampa Bay is hosting Green Bay. Miami is hosting Buffalo. So pretty good games right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, I'll give you your rest of your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives.
We have an accident on 98 right now. This is in the eastbound direction right near the Garcon Point intersection in front of the Walmart Super Center. Seeing some major slowdowns still on 98 in this direction. It's starting to improve, but you will start seeing slowdowns starting right near the Breeze Cinema, Cane Cove Boulevard. Other than that, we are looking pretty good. We do have some slow traffic on I-10 right now. This is going to be in the westbound direction just past the Garcon Point exit. This is also due to an accident. Seeing some slight slowdowns at the scene of the accident. Again, moving in the westbound direction into Pensacola. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
The Boston Celtics yesterday announced that they're suspending Ume Udoka, their head coach, for a year for an improper relationship with a staffer. They've given no further details, but Joe Mazzulla will coach. Taylor Swift is going to headline the Super Bowl halftime show this year, and there's a new halftime sponsor. Instead of being Pepsi, it's going to be Apple Music. Andre Iguodala has made it official. He will return to the Golden State Warriors this season. U.S. men's national soccer team has suffered an alarming 2-0 defeat to Japan in the pre-World Cup friendly. Mike Tomlin, head coach for the Steelers, says no chance of a quarterback change just yet. Florida State University gets a commitment for the number three top wide receiver in the 2023 class. That's good. And marijuana will remain on the World Anti-Doping Agency's banned substances list. A lot of people thought that that might be coming off sometime soon here. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
So, you know how Vladimir Putin is starting to threaten to use nuclear weapons if he can't basically take over parts of Ukraine? Well, we have something a little bit more local. A University of Utah student is facing charges after she was arrested because she threatened to blow up a nuclear reactor if the school lost their game last Saturday. Say what? Yeah, she's 21 years old. She made the threats on a social media app called Yik Yak before the game started. She says it was a joke, which I'm sure it was, but authorities aren't laughing because the University of Utah actually does indeed have its own nuclear reactor on campus for research. It's the only reactor in the state, and she has classes in the same building of that nuclear reactor. So, joke or not, they're charging her for a terrorist threat. And, and that's because, you know, she wanted the team to win. Well, worked. They beat San Diego State 35-7. So, there you go. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, a weekend movie preview. Stick around. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. I do have your weekend movie preview for you coming up in a second, but first let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
Well, Bobby, we just got a note from the city here a little bit ago saying Hurricane Sally repairs have now been completed at Community Maritime Park downtown. The city says they completed some work on the park, new pavers, railings, electrical work, bulkhead restorations, and also some work on the day-use marina, which is apparently going to be open through October, but it is going to close here in the late falls. They're going to be doing some more work on that here pretty soon.
All right, there you go. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, it's time for our weekend movie preview. Let's talk some movies.
Now,
it's time for
our weekend movie
preview.
All right, a weekend movie preview. There's one new movie out in the theaters called Don't Worry, Darling. It's rated R, and it stars Florence Pugh from Black Widow, Harry Styles, Chris Pines, and Olivia Wilde, who also directed this. It looks like a dark psychological thriller. A 1950s housewife living with her husband in a utopian experimental community begins to worry that his glamorous company could be hiding disturbing secrets. What it looks like to me, based on the trailers and stuff, it looks like a more psychological, like, thriller version of The Stepford Housewives. That's what it looks like. So, but it's getting a lot of getting a lot of good reviews on it. But you know what? I don't know if that's going to be the big movie this weekend. No, I think instead the re-release of Avatar in 4K is probably going to get a lot more views. Avatar in 4K, of course, Avatar 2 is coming out soon. Avatar was the first film that was purposely made to be seen in 3D. That's true. So I know some people might not have been around when that was released in the theaters. They might have seen it on video, but it was not meant to be watched on video. It was made to be seen in 3D in the theaters and in like IMAX. And so now they're re-releasing it in 4K. So if you've not seen it in the theater, I would recommend doing that. It is definitely a good movie to see in the theater. Unless, of course, you already don't like the movie. Because I do know a couple people who hated the movie. In that case, don't watch it in theater. You'll probably hate it even more. Be even bigger. On DVD or digital download, there's a movie called Vengeance. It's written and directed by BJ Novak from The Office. And it's when an aspiring podcaster gets a murder mystery case to cover, but as he continues to uncover more about it, it becomes personal. And here's the thing I would say about this film. Throughout the whole film, I kept thinking, this has got really good writing in it. It's got really good writing, and it's got some very funny moments, but then it gets dark towards the end. And so it's a very interesting film overall. It's called Vengeance. It's out on DVD and digital download now. And it's also, I believe, on Peacock streaming. And on streaming, speaking of which, Netflix has a new stand-up comedy special from Patton Oswalt. Hulu has a new series called Reboot. They had a three-episode premiere on it. And it's about rebooting an old sitcom, but trying to give it some more realism. And the father and daughter are writers. So there's a lot of family conflict with it as well, but it has Keegan-Michael Key in it, who's hilarious, Johnny Knoxville, who's hilarious, Judy Greer, who's hilarious, and Paul Reiser, who's hilarious. So it's got a lot of funny people involved with it. Now, I will say this, it is not meant for children. It's got a lot of adult themes in it, and I was a little bit surprised in the very first episode towards the beginning, it had a bit of nudity in it. I was not expecting that kind of thing from a sitcom on Hulu, but there you go. It is funny though. Andor also had a 3-episode premiere on Disney Plus. So Andor is a prequel to a prequel. If you remember Rogue One was the prequel to Star Wars, and starring in Rogue One was one of the characters in Rogue One was Cassian Andor. So this is the prequel to that about Cassian Andor and how he kind of led up to Rogue One. So it had a 3-episode premiere. I've seen one episode of it so far. It's a little slow. But I've noticed that's kind of how all the Star Wars series are on Disney Plus. They're a little slow, but they get you into them. And then there's Call of the Wild has been re-released on Disney Plus, which is fantastic. Do bring your Kleenexes, but it's a very good film. And then Apple TV Plus has a documentary about Sidney Poitier called Sidney. I'll give you a couple of movie news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our slowdowns on I-10 have cleared up, so we are moving smoothly on I-10, but our slowdowns on 98 are still present. That is due to an accident involving an overturned vehicle on 98 in the eastbound direction as you're moving towards the Garcon Point intersection. Starting to improve, but definitely still seeing some major slow traffic. It's going to be backed up to Ramblewood Drive is where we'll start to see those slowdowns. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
All righty. Also, I forgot to bring this up. She-Hulk episode 6 is now out. I don't know if you've seen this yet. It is a cute little show. It's fun. It's like a fun show for She-Hulk. That's out on Disney Plus now as well. So Pixar came out with Inside Out many years ago. And this is about this little girl who's going through some emotional things, and she's got all these characters in her head, like anger and sadness and things like that, right? So it was a cute little movie, and now they're actually coming out with a Inside Out 2. And Joy, so this is what we learned a little bit about this. At the very end of Inside Out 1, you could see that there was a button that you could push that is for puberty. It was a puberty button. Well, apparently now, in Inside Out 2, they hit the puberty button. So that's what the second one is about. It's about how she goes through puberty, and you see all of the emotions inside that young person's brain while they're going through there. So that's supposed to hit theaters in the summer of 2024. So it's still a ways out, though. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So in This Week in Science, how many ants would you guess are in the world? Well, a study in Germany put that number at 20 quadrillion ants, which is about 20,000 trillion. Ends up being about 2.5 million ants for every human. Also this past week, NASA released the first audio of a meteorite crashing into Mars. It's the first audio recording of something hitting another planet. The audio sounds kind of, sounds kind of muffled and odd. Next Monday is the big day for NASA's DART mission, D-A-R-T, the Double Asteroid Redirection Test. They're crashing a spacecraft into an asteroid at 13,000 miles an hour to see if they can change its orbit. Basically, they're trying to see, like, if we ever have an asteroid coming towards us, will we be able to knock it off of its course? So they're going to test it out and try it, try to do it. And finally, a new theory found it could be fairly cheap and easy to refreeze the North and South Poles to keep global warming at bay. For $11 billion a year, we could have planes spray aerosol in the atmosphere in the North and South Poles, and it would shield them from sunlight and help them refreeze.